Also by Yeshiv. Let's see Makasha a little bit, the parsha of Chanukah, the parsha of Meketz. So one of the things we find, Yosef, Pasuk tells us, next parsha, Yosef Oyed Mitzrayim. In this week's parsha, he gets called, Tzatzas Panech, by Paroi. But nevertheless, Yosef was not known even as Joe. Yosef is known as Yosef. Who Yosef that was in his father's house, he was Yosef in Potiphar's house. And he's the same Yosef. That's the Milo of Yosef. That's very, very nagia, this concept of no matter in the Golos, he stayed Yosef, with this very, very nagia to Chanukah. If you analyze the song that we say, Yevonim Nikbatsu Alai, Azei B'mech Hashmanim, that song, what do we say? Azei B'mech Hashmanim, Ufarzu Chomis Migdo Alai, right? Timu Kal Hashmanim. So it's interesting. When we celebrate Chanukah, does anybody think about the words of Farzu Choymais Migdolai or Timu Kalashmanim? Understand, Timu Kalashmanim. The Gemara says, the Yevonim came and was metam all the oil, and Klal Yisrael had a miracle that they found Pach Echad Shel Shemen, and we're celebrating the fact that they were a miracle. The miracle is that we found Torah oil. But in the song, we actually add another point to the miracle. Ufarzu Choymais Migdolai. There's a halacha, the Mishnah says in Masechtas Midos, that there was a little fence called a Sarug, very low, it was 10 tefachim high, a low fence, and that was a place, a fence in the Beis HaMikdash, where Goy wasn't allowed to go beyond that fence. There was a Goy allowed to bring a carbon, but the Sarug was the borderline. That Sarug, the Yevonim were very disappointed with it. They were angry because you're restricting us. So they actually made 13 pirtzas in that. And Klal Yisrael, what they did when they won, when the Chashmonoim overpowered the Yevonim, they actually put, they blood again, they fixed those breaches, and the Gemara says they're masakan on every chelik, on every one of those breaches, 13 ishtachavas. So, ufarzu choymois migdola means they made a pirtza na choymo. And that's part of Chanukah that we celebrate. Why is that part of Chanukah? They bowed down that we won the war against the Yevonim.
They bowed
30
times?
They bowed 13 times. After they won over the Yevonim, every time they passed one of those breaches, there was bowers. Thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what it is. What's that got to do with Chanukah? We find another thing is, Nasa Neis La Sheshanim. They're called Sheshanim. Klal Yisrael is called Sheshano. But why punked over here do we use that language? Nasanes to Chashmonoim, to Klal Yisrael, Sheshanim. So Ramatziel Solomon in Sefer Matnas Chaim, his mazur with this yisoid that we're saying now, that Yosef by Mitzrayim, Yosef had this mile in Mitzrayim, that he stayed always Yosef. He wasn't called Joseph, he wasn't called Joe, he wasn't called Tzatzas Paneach, he's Yosef Mitzrayim. He says the Yevonim actually were trying to break that. He doesn't bring this, but I once saw Bordan, I think it's an Igris Taiman, that the Yevonim made a rule that Jews can't have doors on their house. They wanted, that's one of the reasons why we light the menorah by the doors, because they wanted to be, there should be no tznios, no Jews should not be have within the Golos their protection of a Jewish home. Right? Part of the Chalokas Ner Chanukah is Nerush HaBeisoy. Part of it is to make our homes again. Amokra Mikdash, Amokra Kodesh. So what the Yevonim were trying to do is break the separation in Jews and them. That's what they're trying to break it. And that's why they did a part of Chaimis Magdolai. The Chashmonoim, when they overpowered them, that's what they did. They bought back and they made back that Klal Yisrael again is separate from the guy. What's a Sheshano? If you look at Rashi in Shir HaShirim, Rashi says Sheshano ben Achoyche means, he's talking about Klal Yisrael amongst the thorns. It means the goyim are trying to prick them the whole time. And we rise above them. We're still a Sheshano ben Achoychem. We are a rose between the thorns. Where's the thorns? Is the goyim are trying to always the whole time start with us. But we overcome them and we're like this Sheshano. That's why Dafka, this parak, when we talk about the Neis, we talk about the Farzu Choymais, we call Chalashol Dafka Sheshano. Because that's one of the part of this Yomtov is not only about the Pach Shemen. It's about the Achashanoim defeating the whole Yesod of Yevonim, the Kedusha of not just the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha of every bias, the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. That's what we have to know. That's what the Limud of Chanukah teaches us in the song of Yevonim Nikbatsu Alai. That's one of the one points. Another Nekudu we learned from this week's Parsha is also interesting. that we find that when Yosef interpreted the dreams of Paroi, Paroi gets so nisbal, he says, "Ein chacham v'navan kamaycha." There's no one like you. I mean, what did he see so remarkable? Sabade api, that the Rabbeinu Shalom can make sometimes things that appeared to Paroi because he wanted to promote Yosef. B'derech pshutoi, it was all Hashem orchestrating. You shouldn't believe those, you should believe that. You can learn that's kipshutai. But there was something that Rebbe Emes is, all the other Khartumim weren't so far off. If you look, Rashi brings down that they said you're going to have seven daughters, you're going to have seven daughters, and seven daughters are going to die. Which is very similar to Shnas Sova and Shnas Rav, right? They're not so far off. The Khartoumim want, it's all seven and seven. Seven, all the magicians. They weren't so far off, right? Seven sons you're going to bury, and seven daughters, and seven you're going to be born to you, seven. So I saw once in a sefer, they once a time like this. If you notice, it says that the fat cows and the thin cows are both there at the same time. Look, what they said, you understood it, from one wife you could have seven daughters, and then they're going to have seven, so they're not at the same time. Even Yosef, there's a kasha. Yosef, he said 7 years good years of Sava, and 7 years are off. Where is that to get to the dream? In the dream, the fat and the thin cows were there at the same time. So how does that fit in his interpretation? Because if you notice, at the end of the interpretation, Yosef starts giving advice to Paroi. And he starts saying, and you have to appoint somebody now that's going to make sure that during the time of the Sova, you have to put away for the Rav. Right. Right? That's what he is. Yeah. Paroi asked him for interpretation. Sometimes we're asking you to analyze. We don't ask you for advice. Exactly. Why is Yosef's unsolicited advice, as we say? Right. Why is Yosef? Yeah. So the Mefarshim, that's all part of the interpretation. It is all part of the interpretation, because interpretation had to have the Rav and the Sova at the same time. The only time you have the Rav and the Sova means if you think about the Rav during the Sova. That's what Yosef was telling you in the dreams. That in 7 years of Sova, you got to think about the times that they're there at the same time. You have to think about who can do such a thing. Only a Jew has that koyach to do that. Why? Because a Yid eizeh chocham arois anoylat. By Goyim, what does the Pasuk say in Yeshaya? By Goyim, the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Kimocha oichel shestei kimocha namas. Eat, drink, and be merry, tomorrow shall die. A Goy can't think beyond tomorrow. Right now. So if a Goy is successful, and he's making money, right? So you got to tell him now, no, you got to put away, because you know, maybe in time is always good. That's only Chochma the Yid, our Royas HaNoilat. He's a Chochma. Yosef, what did Paroi say to him? Ein chacham v'navan kamaischa. This concept of thinking during now the time of Sava was something, wow, he'd never heard before. So all the Chatumi write, they weren't so far off that there's good and bad happening. But to understand that even the times of good, to think about the bad, that's only a davar chachma. In Ner Chanukah, we can maybe stretch this a little to Ner Chanukah also. There's very interesting machlok to Misham and Bisilol. The Moisa Boichel Apoiches Vaylach, right? Is the Moisa Boichel Vaylach? What's the number game? You start counting 8 to 1, 1 to 8. What is this? There's a message. What is it? So there's very fascinating. It's Feres Yisrael Masechtas Brachas on the machlok is Misham and Bisilol. If you do Kiddush Hayoyim, or you do Birchas Hayayim before Kiddush Hayoyim, or Birchas HaKiddush. B'Shama holds you have to have Birchas on Kiddush Hayoyim before Birchas Hayayim. And B'Shama holds no, Birchas Hayayim comes before Kiddush Hayoyim. And the Machlokes is this, Mi Gorim Lami. What Gorim? Was the Kiddush Gorim the Yayin? B'Shama uses Svara Tadish and a Tadish Tadish Kaidim. B'Shama doesn't hold of Tadish Kaidim because here the was Gorim. So Machlokes is the Brachas, what the Seda Kiddush is. So that's very sure, but Derech Tzachos, he says, but Derech Durush. In Mishnah, he says, I'm going to tell you what Shatnis Machlekes is. He says, a mashal of a fellow who's going on a long business trip. He's going to make a lot of money. He has this Mishoris that comes along with him. And he needs to get up and move along the journey. But this guy, how's he going to get him up in the morning? He doesn't have the same excitement and incentives as he has. He's not making money like him. So what he does is he prepares for him every morning a hot cup of coffee with a mezonah or something there, the second this guy gets up. So that's going to give him incentive to get out of bed. He says, He says this mashal is really life. In life, we have a Yetzer Hara that tells us not to do mitzvahs. Yeah, the Yetzer Tov. So we're looking for the bounty, the Yetzer Tov. The Yetzer Tov, the problem is he has this Yetzer Hara that's stopping him all. So we have to feed him sometimes. We have to give him something. We have to give him something in order that we be able to work together. The Yayin is the physical aspect of this world. It's something. We make Kiddush with Yayin. Because we have to give the Yetzer Hara his little piece, he says. So Beis Hillel holds to get him, you have to always start off with the Gashmi. You start off with the Yayin. Then you'll go to. Beis Shammai is not like Beis Shammai. No, no. You got to look at what the main thing is. When you make Kiddush, the focus is the Ruchnius. Yes, okay, so we'll throw in the Gashmis at the end for the. But what's the main focus? That's what he wants to learn. That's the Machlekes. So now, similar, Machlekes Beis Shammai could learn the Shitosei. Beis Shammai holds. What's the tachlis of Chanukah? To get to understand, there's 8 days of Chanukah. You start with a bai, go to the source, there's 8 days. There was a miracle of 8 days. You got to know that from day one, there was a miracle of 8 days. Basil says, no, no, no. You got to take this slowly, piece by piece. And that's really what Avodas Hashem for us and our world that we pass like Basil. You have to do Rois HaNoilat. When you do things sometimes very aggressively, it burnouts. There's burnouts. There's not, in other words, things that done in slow steps. Steady and slow, it's going to last. It's going to be. The idea of Moisev Oilech means a person in life takes small steps. The message of Chanukah, according to the way we light, is slowly, slowly. The Hashem Naikon said, look, if we look at the big picture, no way we're going to win this war. We'll try. We'll do something. And what happened for that? We're here for Chanukah because of that. So that's the limit we have from the message of Chanukah. Okay?
Please, Rabbi.